Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello there, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are all here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Tori Taff, here with Bill Gaither himself, and a great cast of characters. We're ready to get things started.
And all of my guests today have the right stuff. Gordon Moat, the Sisters, the Brady Trio.
Joel Hemphill wrote this song, Bill. We recorded it, remember?
Yes, I'm in this church.
I'm in this church, this glorious church. I didn't join, no, I was born, I had a new birth. Some glorious day, gonna sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. I'm in this church, I'm in this church, this glorious church. I didn't join, no, I was born, I had a new birth. Some glorious day, gonna sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. I'm in this church.
Public service announcement today is this is International Highway Patrol Officers Day. Pay attention, Ken. That day when we say thanks to the men and the women of the State Highway Patrol for their tireless service in keeping us safe as we travel. It is often a thankless job, but their dedication and commitment makes us all very grateful for the work that they do. To the State Highway Patrol officers around the globe, we say thank you and salute.
Oh, that's great.
We appreciate you. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
This is a cool groove right here on John the Revelator.
Up on the Isle of Patmos, a man was cast one day. As he was left alone to die, he began to pray.
Spirit, it came down. He began to write about the things he saw. The Revelator's name was John.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Talk about John.
John the Revelator. And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice saying, come up higher.
John
the Revelator wrote about the city of God.
While in the spirit praying, John turned around to see if the voice he had heard was what it seemed to be. Sound. He said, I am the first and last, and the Revelator wrote it down. I'm talking about
John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
I say John
the Revelator. And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. He heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down. John the Revelator, and when he looked around, his whole feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice say, come up higher.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's come that time once again when we delve into the English language and hear a word we've never heard before.
The recognition this week is kind of a nice one. The cheery champions of Chelios meeting for their caviar conference at Chuck and Claire's Chat and Chew in San Chile.
Now, are they cheery caviar?
The word of the day, their highest acclaim. They said, you've got what it takes.
Sure.
While some of their words are fake.
Oh, what do they know?
The real fact is, they've got what it takes.
Sure they do.
Sure we do. We love this, and this is a great word. Feinschmecker.
Feinschmecker.
What?
Yeah, Feinschmecker.
Oh, wow.
I thought I had it.
Go ahead, Kevin. You've got to ring in on these, Gordon.
I don't have a bell. Maybe that's
Feinschmecker. Well, in 1962, Hollywood comedians Larry Fine and Albert Schmucker formed a society to honor the preservation of old comedians who were way past their prime. The society soon began to give out awards to these precious individuals, and they had an award show every year. There was the Shecky Green Punchline Award, the Buddy Hackett Delivery Award,
yes.
But none so coveted as the combination entertainer and comic category known as the prestigious double-decker Feinschmecker Award.
That's right.
Wow.
You got it.
Very
nice. You said it.
Okay, I don't even think you were circling the airport on that one. It actually means German gourmet, as in Hans Tucker was world-class Feinschmecker. Okay, that's all
make
a lie.
Make up your own limerick,
every
folks.
Every bit of it was a lie.
Oh, that's true.
It was a lie.
That's a true word. Okay.
I like my story better.
I always do.
I'm going to stick with you.
I'm never going to be obscured by the truth on this stuff. But this
artist,
is the truth. This
artist.
Is Gordon Mote doing it like nobody can do it.
Well, and I had a little help from the Gaither Vocal Band. You might have heard of them. Little upstart quartet from Indiana. This is a Mac McAnally song called Down by the River.
Bouncing off the bottom, Lord, drowning in despair. I used to think there was no satisfaction anywhere. Now I'm walking every day, a big smile on my face. Everybody's asking me where I found this state of grace. And where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
That's what it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not one shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
I thank the Lord I'm saved. Who they be, men, women, boys and girls, sinners just like me. Rich, the poor, the hypocrites all benefit the same. Make a trip, take a dip, brother, you'll be glad you came. Said away you've been,
down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
That's what it's all about.
Down by
not
the river.
One shadow of a doubt. Of yourself, but either way, don't thank the judge but nobody else. There's all kind of right and wrong we're all bound to do, but keep in mind there comes a time that will be asked of you. Hey, where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and
get on my knees and
talk it out.
Down by the river.
That's what it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not one shadow of a doubt.
That thing stops.
William, you're a big NBA fan, right?
Let me have it.
What team charges the highest price for their tickets? Golden State or Charlotte?
Oh, it had to be Golden State.
Golden State tickets are $463 per ticket.
Are you kidding me?
Charlotte is $89.
Wow.
Stephen Curry helps that quite a bit, probably.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Steph.
$463.
First to see that life is not always a bed of roses, but I've been around enough to feel the kind of pain that it imposes. But when I think about all the times that God has proven true, I find there's nothing else for me to do. I can't keep from singing, dancing. Gotta tell the world about the freedom that I found. Makes me wanna shout it, can't stop talking about it. Ever since the day he gave my life some meaning, I can't keep from singing. Ooh. There's a passion burning deep inside like feels just like a fire that it should have been my bone.
contain this kind of feeling, and I know there is no doubt, there's nothing left to do but let it out. I can't keep from singing, dancing.
Gotta tell the world about the freedom that I found.
Makes me wanna shout it, can't stop talking about it.
Ever since the day he gave my life some meaning,
I can't keep from singing. Singing, I can't keep from dancing.
Gotta tell the world about the freedom that I found.
Makes me wanna shout it. I can't stop talking about it. Ever since the day he gave my life some meaning,
I can't keep from
la la la.
That was Sisters on this Smile edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's something for you to think about. In the middle of every great difficulty comes great opportunity.
I believe that.
That's very true.
Well, it won't be long before many of our favorite homecoming friends are going to descend on Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in the heart of the beautiful Smoky Mountains for Gaither Family Fest 2025. It's going to be Memorial Weekend.
Five concerts packed into 3 days. You'll want to make your plans now for May 23rd through May 25th.
Featuring Bill and Gloria Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band. That's Wes Hampton, Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, and Reggie Smith, along with Mark Lowry, Gordon Mote, Chris Blue, The Martins, Lady Love Smith, Gene McDonald, Kevin Williams, Matthew Holt, Michael Shade Rousey, and more, plus guest speakers.
Five shows are going to be packed into 3 days. We have beautiful singing. We have amazing speakers. You really don't want to miss this. It's perfect for your whole family.
More information at Gaither.com.
Make your plans for Family Fest 2025. We want to see you there.
Come and join us.
Up in heaven, I know.
now.
Love it when you drop by homecomingradio.com and leave us a note of encouragement, and let's read a few of them, shall we?
Well, I got this one from Lee Gordon, and it says, I get to listen almost every day. I love the show. Get this. My favorite part is Kevin's word of the day.
Well, whose isn't?
Yeah. Says it's brilliant.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And then Lee also loves the Give It Away segment, which I do too. Just want you to know, some of us trying hard to live with that kind of heart and mind, and the laughter and music keeps us going. Thanks, Lee.
Oh, that's nice.
I hear you on 106.9 in West Tennessee. I love the music, especially the songs that take me back. Thanks for keeping us encouraged, and please keep up the good work, Pam.
This one says, thank you for the program. I hear you every Sunday in Morgan, Colorado. While I'm a bit older these days, I still love to participate in singing gospel music. You folks are an inspiration to us all. Blessings from Randa.
Chuck and Deb say, I love Family Fest last year, and I get my weekly fix of great gospel music on Homecoming Radio. The Lord is honored and recognized for who he is each week on your program. Keep doing it.
We love to hear from you. Can you imagine the emotions of the disciples who had bet everything they had on Jesus? Their whole future was on him, and they watched him. They watched him die. Terrible, terrible death on the cross. Can you imagine what Friday night was like? What Saturday was like, and Saturday evening? But the morning was coming.
They all walked away. Nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. All that they said now. So this was the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they'd seen. Now he was dead and gone. The garden, the jail.
Just a man. Oh, but deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow her son would leave.
So if you're going through a tough time, just remember, morning's coming. Thank God. Morning's
if you travel
coming.
Cyberspace, take a break. Homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us online.
It's also the place where you can download our free, baby, free Homecoming Radio smartphone app.
You can get live concert and video information there as well.
And you'll love our Facebook page. Swing by and check it out. And go leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
We read the notes. And we appreciate our Homecoming Radio stations, like all of them in the state of Minnesota. Over 50, in fact, guys. Wow. KBHW, KJLY, KDIO, and KPMI. Many more. We say salute.
Hey, Bill, well, let's say me and you go to the house and sing some old hymns and milk some cows and just, you know, talk about the old times. Come on. It'll be fun.
No.
Come on.
You're kidding.
I'm thirsty.
You're kidding, Gordon.
Yeah, I'm thirsty.
Well, today you've heard the best of the best in great gospel music. And if you're wondering where you can find this music, go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find what you've listened to here today and a whole lot more. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.